Royal commissions and inquiries have made the devastating effects of violence against children clear to all Australians. Now, a report from the Office of the New South Wales Advocate for Children and Young People is putting a price tag on that violence to the national economy. And the estimate is staggering, tens of billions of dollars a year. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hormont reports.
On a sunny winter's day in a Sydney park, a woman we'll call Sarah talks about the toll violence she experienced as a child continues to take, even years later.
Trauma isn't just a one-time thing. You can't put a band-aid on it. You carry it with you for your entire life.
Economists commissioned by the Office of the New South Wales Advocate for Children and Young People have put a price tag on what it costs Australia for people like Sarah to carry the impact of that violence.
You spend the next 20 or 40 years unpacking all of that just to be able to move forward and move on in life.
A report found there were nearly 500,000 incidents of violence against children and young people in Australia in just 1 year. Andrew Johnson is the New South Wales Advocate for Children and Young People.
You could fill up the SCG, the MCG, the stadiums around the country multiple times over with the numbers of children.
The report estimates the cost to the national economy of violence against children and young people is more than $34 billion a year.
Costs are one way for people to understand the issue of violence against children, that it has a very strong impact on the community as a whole, but that's borne out by the costs that the numbers are so large.
The numbers are large because the report took into consideration not only costs like health services and child protection, but also the projected loss to the economy when those impacted by violence don't reach their full economic potential. Julie Hourigan-Roos from the peak body New South Wales Family Services says spending to prevent violence against children is not only the right thing to do, it's a good investment.
When we think about actually getting to all of these kids and giving these children and families the right support in the right places and at the right time, it makes absolute economic sense.
Catalina Valencia knows all about that. Her adult son was abused as a child and has never recovered. She left a good job and went on a carer's pension to look after him.
I reach a time when my legal savings finished and I was almost left homeless with my son. It was very sad.
The multi-billion dollar estimate for the cost of violence against children doesn't surprise her.
I'm living with that, and I can see how it has impacted me. So I know there is a huge amount of money there.
That's Mother Catalina Valencia ending Norman Hermont's report.